Denny Street yesterday, what was it like for you watching Sam come home and be paraded on the stage? What was it like in Fitzgerald Stadium? If you were there, give us your thoughts this morning. Brilliant job done by the Terrace Talk team last night in covering the whole event for about 3 hours. They were on air last night covering both Tralee and Killarney and those momentous scenes. Right now, we'll have a little look back to what it was like to welcome Sam home for the 38th time.
Underneath the Hogan stand, 65 metres out, drops it in around the square, up goes, with a four nicely here, for Johnny Shea, got a bit too far, Shea's going to make an angle, Shea's coming around, she gets a goal, it's a goal for the Kingdom, 3 minutes and 24 seconds, Johnny O'Shea, a goal and a pint, he's on fire, Kerry on fire, a goal and a pint, a pint.
Brennan start, but again, what was it, a foot pass, 60 yards from a pass from David Morton.
I don't even have words for what's going on right now. I don't even know if you'll be able to hear me, but the bus has just landed in Denny Street and the crowd has gone absolutely mental. It's the most amazing atmosphere.
A true warrior who battled his way to his third All-Ireland medal yesterday. His first was under Jack in 2009, his second under Eamon in 2014, and yesterday his third was added to the Moran family collection from Cairns O'Rahilly's David Moran. Donnistorna Fona of the winning All-Ireland team in 2022 from the Dumber Pierce Club, Jack O'Connor.
I was lucky enough to be here 25 years ago when we came down. We turned down Denny Street there with Paddy O'Shea leading us after winning back the Cup after what was a famine that time, 11 years. It wasn't won from 86 to 97. And we never thought we'd see the likes of it again. There was 25 to 30,000 here. And there has to be that, at least that, if not more, this evening. So that's amazing. So thanks very much for that reception. And when I was trying to entice Paddy Talley to come down from Tyrone, it was one of the things I spoke about, the passion for football there's in this county. And I'm glad that Paddy and Tony and Colin Traynor came down this evening to witness this, because you'd have to be here to see it and believe it, because it's that passion that feeds the players to make the efforts that they make every year, to come back year after year, make the sacrifices they do, because they're feeding off the passion that you're showing this evening. So your contribution is invaluable, and your support this year has been unparalleled. It started above in Parky Rean when we played Cork, went all the way to up to the Dublin game, where we never saw the likes of that support from All Ireland semi-final, and it culminated in yesterday. So huge thank you. Your support is really appreciated.
It's hard to brighten the hill, City. Now, Shawnee O'Shea, steadying himself, on the run-up, strikes the ball, hits it with all his heart. Where does it go? It's over! It's over! It's over! It's over! The game is over! Kerry are in an All-Ireland final.
It's all over!
It's over! Let's go! Kerry are in. Oh, you fire! Cameras, we did it!
I'm not sure if you can hear me in Tralee. You're very welcome back to Killarney. It's bedlam. I must say, it's something else. I went to a lot of these homecomings as a young fella, and I mean, it's just seeing your stars and just seeing all these kids here, see all their heroes. They're after coming down. It was unplanned. They're all after coming down to get high fives with all the kids. And it's just so fantastic to see something else. The players, the kids, it's what dreams are made of here in Kerry. And, you know, you live for football in this county, Donald. And I mean, it's just, it's absolutely insane. Bodies up and down the pitch. They're trying to get the players back up now. That was seriously unplanned, and it caught a lot of us off guard, I think, there, to be honest. But things starting to calm down a small bit now. Look, the Sam Maguire's come out. The crowd is just something else. They're up against the barriers here. They're about 6 or 7 feet off the pitch. But Darren Moyne and Gavin White are there. There's David Moore and Paul Gainey. Fearing up Yugley, Stephen Ockenberg, Dan O'Donoghue, of course, missed out with injury, but in the squad. Michal Burns is there. Paddy and David Clifford, the two brothers. David, by the way, the only man who took out the suit jacket. He's going to start, but I think we'll forgive him that. The two goalkeepers together, arm in arm, going up the steps. So what they're doing now, they're going up past the wives and girlfriends in the stand. They're going up into the seats at the backs of them here for people who are aware of Fitzgerald Stadium. Jack O'Connor in his seat now. They're all sitting down, trying to get the crowd back up onto the up the steps of Fitzgerald Stadium on the halfway line. The wives and girlfriends are having as much fun as the lads, I think, by the looks of it. So they're trying to get all the players back up. There's Paul Murphy, of course. Adrian Spillane is there. Potty is trying to round up the troops. It's like 2:30 in the morning in Killarney, trying to get them all back up the stairs, to be honest. But once they come up now, we'll have the speeches very, very shortly. Here comes Sean O'Shea and Joe O'Connor, hand in hand with the cup. They're touring it up and down the pitch here. Such a beautiful thing to see. Again, the kids leading over the barriers, trying to get a touch of Sam, trying to give Sean O'Shea or Joe O'Connor a high five. It's just magic moments. And Joe, you have to remember that a lot of this, this is our kids' first time seeing or hearing this as well. So it really is something else for anyone who's under the age of 8 in the county. I mean, this is the first Sam Maguire that these people are seeing, and it's I must say, it caught me off guard there. A small bit emotional now.
A super player. Score getter and leader. Will you welcome from Kinnear Shamrocks, Shawnee O'Shea.
It's unbelievable to look down here and see the crowd that's gathered to welcome us home, and the same in Tralee. I suppose we're over the moon to bring back to Samshi again. It's been away for a while, we've made you wait for it, but hopefully that'll make it sweeter. We can't wait to enjoy it in the coming weeks and months with you. To be up here today with these fellas is something that we've all wanted to do for all our lives, something we've dreamed about since we were your age. And no doubt if you stick at it, keep working hard, there'll be many of you up here in the years to come. So thanks a million to everyone, lads. We'll enjoy this, and we hope to see you soon.
He's one of the greatest players you've ever seen kick in football. Put your hands together for David Clifford. I think this man should be up for player of the year. For me, this man should be up for player of the year. He was absolutely out of this world. The one and only from Ballydunahoe, Jason Foley. Put your hands together for Diarmaid O'Connor. Another man from the Gael who was the colossus yesterday, Jack Barry.
I was saying in Tralee that we never thought we'd see the likes of 97 again. There was a huge crowd in Tralee that evening 25 years ago when we were coming down Denny Street. But if anything, this evening surpassed it, and there's a fantastic crowd here in Killarney now again, so delighted.
You mentioned in that speech in Tralee how important these supports are for driving on again, Jack. I mean, like, players must look at this and say, we're going to go out and win Sam again in 2023.
Ah, well, sure, it all feeds into it. You know, there's huge passion for football in this county, and that's what drives, you know, the fathers and mothers to encourage their kids to play football, and it just encourages the players to make the huge efforts that they do. I mean, if you can feed off this energy, there's something wrong with you.
If people at home don't know the reference to this one, a couple of members of the Kerry team were on the Lewis a little earlier on today, and they were singing this in a version of We've Got Sam Maguire. And here comes Shane Ryan. great sport there from the Kerry team. Shane Ryan taking the mic and singing along with the We've Got Sam Maguire. And that's what we have. Sam Maguire is home in the kingdom. It's here in Killarney. The players will move on from here to the Glen Eagle tonight, where the party, I'm sure, will go long into the night. Kerry, 38 times All-Ireland champions, as we hand back to the studio.
See the joy of these players, Ambrose, down there. We won on the scoreline, Ambrose. Kerry 20 points, Galway 16.
Absolutely, and you know something, just fully deserved. We'll have to give Galway great credit as well. They came up here, they made this a spectacle. It was a good football final, we enjoyed every inch of it. At times we struggled, the big players, some of the Galway big players didn't show up, Shane Walsh did. But one man that showed up for us, and he keeps showing up for us, David Clifford.
We have it, Jim, we have it.
Yeah, what a night in Tralee and in Killarney as Sam Maguire came home for the 38th time. That's just a little bit of what went on yesterday evening.